Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
We had a very interesting and historical event occur a couple of weeks ago on the world stage. In case you missed it, the President of the United States and the Chairman of North Korea met in Vietnam regarding denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. This meeting, which is their second, did not result in any kind of treaty or clear path forward, but it did set the stage for future meetings and pathway to normalization and the roadmap to ending sanctions against the North Korean regime. I believe that any lasting peace and denuclearization will take time. One thing is certain, no other American president in the last 70 years since the Korean War truce has met with the government of North Korea. There has also been no verifiable nuclear testing or missile testing by North Korea in the past year and a half or so. So that is a very positive thing to come out of these meetings. The other interesting thing about the latest meeting was the location, Vietnam. 50 years ago, American men and women were dying in a war in that distant land. Since then, Vietnam has unified into one country and appears to be prosperous. It is still a communist country, but they have embraced some of the Western ideals of limited capitalism, which is evident if you were to visit the country. Vietnam is becoming a tourist destination. I vividly recall the Vietnam conflict and the tragedy that resulted from that war, where 58,000 of our servicemen and women lost their lives in that now forgotten war, much like the Korean War, which lasted only 3 years but still resulted in the loss of over 33,000 Americans. It is very significant, given the past history, to meet in a country we used to be at war with in an attempt to broker a peace with a country which we are technically still at war with. The possibilities are significant and could bring greater stability to the region of the world. Confronting North Korea is long overdue, and just may be by showing the country how prosperous it could be may convince its leadership to try another path. North Korea has been known as a hermit kingdom due to decades of isolation and mistrust of the world, along with the dictatorship regime. So hopefully these talks will produce some real solutions. This issue is not just the United States issue. Peace on the Korean Peninsula will benefit many in the region and around the world. One thing is for sure, less nuclear devices throughout the world is a good thing. This is not a partisan issue. Party affiliation should not matter when it comes to something this important. As I said, the meeting that took place a couple of weeks ago was very significant and historical. To see Air Force One carrying President Trump land in Vietnam to meet with the leader of North Korea is amazing, and I hope future talks will have the results we all want, a more peaceful path for all in that region of the world. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.